Just start laughing
This
every
is a
time we
dumb
do an intro.
Podcast. Sorry, I'm just thinking about what we're gonna talk about.
It's a dumb podcast. Welcome, everybody. All right, now we're being serious. Now, I'm just kidding. All right, everybody, welcome back to our second podcast. I am Kaylee.
And I'm Cindy.
Welcome back to something that we just don't, we don't know what's happening. Wait, what's happening? We don't fucking know.
So, I started work, right, at this one place.
Oh, wait, real quick. We're just going to talk about random shit. And this is one thing that we're talking about. Work. And
people that we work with.
People that we work with. So, that's what we're talking about. You go on, Cindy.
And probably different things. Anyways. So I started work at this new fucking place, right? And oh my god, just talking about it is making me cringe. And I had to switch like areas, you know, and like I had
okay,
to get,
let's just say she's working with vegetables. How about that?
There you go, produce. We'll just say that. And so, oh god, and so
she's working with vegetables. Does that sound disgusting or what?
But I have to work with all these other... I have to work with, you know, these new people.
Men.
That sounds...
She only works with men, let's just say that.
Yeah, they switch our schedules, and they were supposed to have all these girls working in the morning, and now they have all these guys working in the afternoon, which they have me, and I was like, oh, they must have saw my fucking short-ass hair. They're like, boy.
Wait, you're a girl? Oh, shit. Oh, you could be good.
Oh, shit, I didn't see your boobs. Oh, well, you know. But there's this one guy that I work with.
What are you going to call him?
Okay, we'll call him Alonzo.
Alonzo.
Alonzo. Alonzo. Alonzo is kind of old.
He's old as fuck.
He's old.
And taking mind, everybody who's listening. Probably nobody's listening to us, but take in mind. We are young. Like, we are...
Can we are above age. We're
adults.
Yeah.
But let's just fucking tell them. We're 19 years old.
Yeah.
We're 19 years old. We're young. Okay? We're fucking young. Go on.
And so this dude, he doesn't have gray hair or anything. Okay?
You didn't he's say he's old. Not. Oh, he doesn't he's have
old.
Gray hair.
He doesn't have gray hair. He's not old. He's old, said, but he doesn't have gray hair.
I thought you said he doesn't have gray hair. I was like, does that fucking matter?
He's already cringing up. I'm just kidding. But he is, like, pretty chill with me, you know, and he helped me during work and stuff. And then, like the next day, he's like, haha, you're, like, not, like, a weird... I don't want to make it sound creepy or anything, because I didn't take it as that, you know. But, anyways, he was, oh my god, I don't even want to say it. We were working and shit, and he's like, he was calling people, like, dummy and shit, and, like, giving them, like, mean nicknames and all that. And I was like, do you call me that? You better not call me that. And he's like, no, I wouldn't, call anyone beautiful that. And I was like, oh, like, I was like,
so,
thanks.
He calls you fucking beautiful. And really, guys, he's old. He's like 40s. Like, he's in his mid 40s.
Okay, but you know who I
he
find
he has
hot.
To be. He dresses nice though, huh? The way he dresses at work.
He
dresses
nice.
Nice, actually. And let's just say they work in a store, like,
of course
rhymes
we
with wall.
You just
and then but you guys can guess what that is.
Well, anyways. Jesus Christ, way to be discreet.
That's my middle name, bitch.
But we worked there, and he said that, and I was like, oh, haha, thanks, you know. And I didn't take
cringe.
It. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say he's not attractive. Okay, he's not. I don't find him. Like,
I mean,
so he's
he
not hot.
Could have been attractive when he was like our age.
Oh my
he probably
God.
Was, but he old.
He's not hot. Okay, but
he
you
looks
know
like
what?
Okay. So he looks like he had acne when he was younger. So like his face is like
just roasts his whole
dented
life.
Everywhere.
Jesus Christ.
He probably is a nice guy, but he old as fuck.
But like, you know what? I can't say anything. Okay, I'm not trying to defend it. I liked an old guy. I don't want to say liked. I find him like
Okay, so what she's trying to say is that she likes his personality.
Like, he's really fucking charming, you know? And, like, obviously, you know, like, there's, like, the tiniest
sliver the tiniest of attraction.
Of attraction there.
Oh, girl said tiniest sliver, Jackson.
Oh, my God. Little dick.
She's gonna die.
I don't want to, like, I don't want, oh, my God.
Do you have anything else to say about him?
I don't even know.
I don't know. You may go on with mine?
Well, do you want me to keep talking about who else? I thought it was cute. I don't even know.
Okay, I'll do one and then you'll go.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so there's this man. He is a man.
Oh my God. He's old. I'm just kidding.
No, he's not. He's not. Well, he is older for fucking sure.
He's just not my old.
He's cute. Like, he's like, bitch. I can't whistle.
Can't whistle. Just spit everywhere.
Okay, so let's just call him Shane. He has like the best. Okay.
He has the best ass, man.
I'm yeah, like, he really has it. The best ass. Oh, and he has the best like build to him. Like, he works out and shit like that. And he's fucking attractive as hell. But the thing about him though, he is like probably his like late 20s. Early 30s. I think he's just in his late 20s. So every night, I go to, like, take out the trash, and he has to unlock it, because he's a lead. Oh, yeah, I mentioned that he is, like, not my boss, but he's higher-up person. He doesn't work in my department, but he is a lead, which is a boss.
Jesus, these terms.
I know, they're all fucked, all fucking confusing, but he does not help. Not one fucking bit.
You fucking lazy bitch.
He literally one day was just standing there and watched me throw away trash. It's like, I know I have a nice ass, thank you. But like, stop looking at
was
me.
Was he like really looking at your ass?
I feel like he did. He was like watching for a split second. And was like, and then just was on his phone. Like, he literally was just on his phone. Like, it pissed me off. But like, okay, so this girl, Marissa. And... oh, shit, I probably should have said her name. Fuck my life, bitch. No, that's her last name. Wait, no, it's her first, wait, middle name. Have I confused you yet? I hope. Oh so God. Let's just say her name is Maria.
Upgrading.
Let's go with Maria. Her name is Maria. I don't know why I said it like that.
Maria.
Marina. Anyways, she was like, oh, yeah, you're the one that thinks he's cute. Or, like, because we've all talked about it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, yeah. And everybody says that he smells like a dirty towel. I'm like, that's called bar soap. It's okay. Like, he can get clean. But because this got brought up.
Jesus Christ.
Me thinking that he's cute is because all the girls in my area were like, who's the lead that you would sleep with?
Oh.
And I was like, I was like, Craig.
Is your middle name?
So there's this other guy named Craig. Not Shane, they're completely different people. Let me type that. No, so there's two guys that I think are attractive, Shane and Craig. But Shane is on the top of the list. He's high class.
He's screaming, he fucked up.
Twice. No, but like, there's two. I'm trying to roll with this, okay? I'm trying to confuse the people.
I'm trying to cut down.
Okay, but I said Shane. And like, all the young girls in my department were like, oh, like, same guy, Shane. But then all the older women were just like, same other, and like, so let's just say his name is Michael. No. And he's, I don't know why, but literally all the older women, he's still laughing at the fucking, I hate you so much right now. You should see your fucking face. This bitch is like red as hell. Okay. Hang on. One second. Get some breath. You good? But everybody in the department, young women were saying it was Shane who they would, like, sleep with. And then all the older women were saying that it was Michael. And Michael's not attractive in any way. But, yeah, it was absolutely hilarious. And, like, ever since, everybody was like, oh, he smells like a damp towel. And I'm still like, y'all, it's called a bar of soap.
How do you know, like, what that's... Like,
right? What? I have a really bad sense of smells.
Like, not that I don't fucking take a shower, but, like, that is a distinct smell. Like, yeah, do you smell that every day? Like,
it's because, like, I mean, whenever you take a shower,
but, you know.
And you don't, like, wash it.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, you don't wash it after a while. Or, like, you,
You wash it and you leave it there.
Yeah, you leave it all damp. You leave it damp and you don't hang it to dry. That's what they're meaning he smells like. And I'm just like, I don't care. And then that girl Maria was saying how she went to the movies the other day and that he was there with a blonde white girl. And that fits my description, but it was not me, unfortunately. But I'm just like...
You're gonna make me laugh so hard again.
I am so sad.
My stomach fucking hurts, dude.
I'm glad I can amuse you with my stupidity.
Discreet is my middle name, bitch.
Discreet is my middle name, beach. But anyways, so yeah. Okay, now that's the end of my story about
Wait, can I
Shane.
Finish about Alonzo?
Oh, you did not finish about Alonzo?
No, like...
Okay, well, how about you continue with Alonzo?
Yeah,
because
it's kind of long.
Go ahead.
Then, like, even not yesterday, like, the day before. I don't know. It was probably yesterday or something. But we were working, and I don't remember what happened, but I got him to fucking clean dishes for me. Like, that's fucked up. I was over there like, you should clean them because you love me.
Well, good,
because,
like, you said because you love me?
Yeah, and then he's like, okay, I'll do it. And I was like, you know what? He's doing dishes for me. Hell yeah, dude. And then I fucking ran out, and I had to do whatever I had to do.
You know, knowing now what he looks like, because okay, everybody, we did look up.
She looked him up.
I looked him up on Facebook, to be honest, because I wanted to know who it was. And now knowing what he looks like, I'm like, ew, cringe city, my girl, cringe city, bitch.
I told
cringe
you he wasn't
city,
hot.
Bitch, cringe city, bitch.
I'm cringing, stop. Stop.
No, don't say cringe anymore.
It's but we were fucking walking or whatever, and I think we were clocking out. And
he grabs your hand, oh, so slowly.
No, well, that happened before, remember I told you?
Oh, yeah, he grabbed her hand just to, like, show her something. Show
and he
something.
Went to go show me something, but he grabbed my hand and kind of held it for, like, a second. I was looking at him. I was like, whoa, boy, help.
Sexual assault. Don't do that ever again.
Every kiss begins with consent. But my boy was over there, and we were walking in to go clock in, and he was like, beauty before age, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like,
and my children ever
I was like,
again.
I want to peel out my eyeballs. So I was like, okay.
I want to tear my ears off right now.
But I was
disgusted.
Like, you know what? I'm fucking going to get a clock out, bitch. It's okay.
I want to, like, tear my eardrums out.
But you know what? Like, other than those comments, he's pretty chill. He's really nice, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, he's very helpful, like, with, you know, what I need to learn for my job and shit like that.
Because she just started at this job, might I add. We're really bad at this, but...
Yeah.
Nobody knows what we're talking about, so we have to be more... explaining things. So yeah, she just started at this job, so
and so he's
very
helping
new,
me
fresh couple weeks, right,
and shit like that. And so, like, half of the time I have to ask for other people's help because I can't lift all this shit by myself. So I'm like, come help me, please and thank you. And, like, half the time I make everybody there laugh. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm this fucking comedy
she's
genius,
a class
bitch.
Clown bitch.
But I'm over there fucking making jokes, and, like, I call my
because our kind of comedy is what's our kind of comedy
I don't know, just fucking dumb shit.
Goofy,
man.
Dummy, like, dumb stuff, like vines.
Dumb
quoting
shit.
Vines, quoting memes and shit. That's where, what's our life?
Oh my God.
Did you guys know? I'm gonna tell you a story real quick to the listeners, not the viewers.
Oh my
the
God.
Listeners out there. I'm a living, breathing meme.
Listen here, Craig. We're talking to you.
As Cindy once said. Who are you talking to?
Craig.
Who's Craig? I don't know a Craig. I know who a Shane is.
Bitch, we talking about Shane.
Anyways. So, What were we talking about? Wait, what's happening?
We're talking about Alonzo. But anyways, but there's this new guy. His name is Dom. There we go. His name's Dom.
Yeah,
we're Dom. Working. He's pretty chill. He's really funny, too. Like, I got him to laugh because we were talking about bananas. My boy was fucking tossing them. I was so triggered. I was like, you gonna bruise them. You gonna bruise them. You can't do that. But he's pretty chill, you know? Yeah. I like talking to him.
He seems... I mean, he doesn't seem, because I've never met him, but in his picture, he seems chill.
Yeah, we were laughing a lot about dumb shit.
We also looked up Dominic.
Yeah.
We also looked up Dominic. I did, at least.
And we were over there, and, like, even when I was leaving, he said bye to me. He's like, bye, you know, and it was his first day, you know. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Like, he knows I'm chill, low-key.
Hell yeah, bruv. I have friends. Besides me, no kidding.
I'm my own friend. I don't have cringe friends. Enough. They disappoint me. That fucking vine she does. Oh my god.
But anything else said about Dominic?
No. Okay. He's just chill. I mean, like, half of the people there that I talk to, or half of the guys I talk to, are pretty chill with me now, except for one of them, like the manager over there. I fucking hate. Dude, he's so dumb. He's so dumb with fucking, like, ugh.
He's dumb. Dumb as hell.
But, like, the guy at the back, his name, you know, I'm not gonna make up a name. Like, I'm not even gonna say it. He's really chill, though.
There's a guy in the back. Yeah. That's what his name
the
is.
The guy in the back.
The guy in the back.
He's pretty chill. We joke around. And he, I was asking him to come help me with something else. Excuse me. And he was like,
excuse you, bitch.
And he was like, you should... It sounds like you're trying to, like, find a way to hang out with me or, like, try to see me. And I was like, dude, you already fucking know. I was like, hell yeah, dude. And I was, like, joking around, though, but I was
that
like...
That sounds like he was definitely flirting with you.
I feel like half of the people think I'm flirting, and I promise I'm not. Like, I'm just trying to be chill
this
with
this hell over here.
Do I sound like a hoe? Like,
no, I was
no,
just
no, 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 I mean, like, legit. Like,
being legit.
Like, half
kidding.
Of the guys there, I feel like, not, like, only, like, a couple of them, I feel like... Like, I hope all of them think, like, I'm
Alonzo's
pretty chill.
Like, I'm gonna hit that shit. And then Jacob.
She is not screaming. Goddamn, Kelly, you know.
We have a friend named Jacob, actually, to be honest.
All right.
On Anyways. The real, I was just talking about my friend Jacob for a second. But there's this guy. What was
Dom.
I talking about? Shit.
Anyway.
The guy Dom. Dominic?
Yeah.
Dominic.
I had, like, I don't want
to... Wants to hit her as well.
No, he doesn't. We were just chill.
That's what I was trying to say.
He's trying to fucking beat the shit out of her.
He's trying
right?
to beat the shit out of her.
But, like, half the dudes there are pretty cool. Like, I just don't want them to think that I'm fucking hitting on them when I'm not.
Do you girls out there have that issue? What is that noise?
Okay, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's hot, right? All right, 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 right.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean.
He's like 50 years old.
And if you guys don't know who that is, Walking Dead.
Negan.
Also Supernatural, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
He's been on a lot of shows.
John Winchester.
Mm-hmm. A dick. Anyways.
But like, he's
he always plays the bad guy. Except for in Grey's Anatomy, he plays the good
he
guy.
He wasn't a dick in... Supernatural. I mean,
he's not a good dad.
He wasn't a good dad, okay? But he wasn't a dick. He had good intentions.
Yeah, that's true. But anyways, let's just say Alonzo.
Have you ever liked an old dude? Like, for reals?
Like, for reals, for reals?
Yeah.
Like, I in real life?
Yeah.
Or in a movie?
You know what? Hot dudes in general. Like, and have you ever thought an old guy was hot?
Oh, yeah.
Who, mm-hmm. who?
Nobody, like, it was just, like, maybe, like, a guest at work that I thought that was, like, good looking, but, like, nobody, like, in real life.
I feel, like, weird, not because he's, yes, because he's
Alonzo.
Old.
Alonzo?
Yeah.
So, pretty much what she's saying is
it's
that she,
like,
finds older guys attractive at times, mainly actors, I would say, right?
Yeah.
But in this case, she feels slightly attracted to him, mainly personality, and she's having...
A mental breakdown.
She's having a breakdown.
I'm not all about looks, okay? I fucking liked an alien from Mass Effect 2 or Mass Effect. You know, he's a fucking alien. He's ugly, okay? But I was like, hell yeah, dude, he's hot.
Personality is everything, guys.
personality.
You're ugly as fuck.
Is everything.
Personality is everything, guys.
But fucking the shit that he had on fucking Facebook, man, I was like, I'm crazy.
Because we looked him up, like we said, and it's cringe city, bitch.
Like, he's pretty cool.
Because he's old, and you know how old people post things and take pictures. They just, it's not, it's cringy.
Yeah, he's pretty chill, but like sometimes he'll like say savage. And savage, like, bitch. I'm like, no, savage. Don't say that. Like, he'll cuss, like, and it's cool. When he says Savage or Gucci, I'm like, no, no.
Don't say Gucci. Gucci's way worse.
Gucci is not a good, like, even if a guy, if a person my age said Gucci, I'd fucking cringe, you know? I'd be like, ew, don't say that to me ever again in my life.
All right. So, I'll move on to, are you done with yours or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's this guy at work. Let's call him Brendan. Yeah, let's just call him Brendan, alright, y'all?
Is that the cunt?
He is a complete dickhead. At work, I found him once attractive. We started at the same time at work.
Mm-hmm.
Started same time, same orientation. Talked to him for a couple minutes there, but, like, you know, you don't really talk anymore. And he works in a different department, and I work in one department, but we work in similar departments, so we see each other over. Like, he passes by me, or, like, you know, I always see him. And so I was like, oh, like, I was starting to form a crush. And then I told another guy, let's call him, Steve. Let's just call him Steve. a coworker of mine, Steve. I told him about it, and he's friends with him. And at work friends. And he was like, oh, you want me to, like
pick y'all up,
yeah, in a way. And then he was like, wait, no, I don't want to do that. And I was like, why? Just tell me why. And he's like, no, I don't even tell you. And then I was like, why? And he was like, he's kind of an asshole.
Did he really say that?
He pretty much said that. And he was like saying that he's called, like, girls fat. Like, called a girl fat. He literally told Steve, my coworker, that he could have. So Steve got married a couple months back, and my coworker got married a couple months back, and then Brendan was told Steve that he could have found a better looking girl with no kids. Because she had kids.
Fucked up.
It's fucked up. I was like, holy shit, he said that. And then he also has called girls fat. There was a girl, she actually quit, like, a couple days ago. Like, she didn't come into work and she just quit. They weren't really nice to her at all, actually, from what I heard. He literally called her fat, lazy. I don't think he said it directly to her face, but he said it behind her back, saying that she was lazy. You know, she was fat. And then he found out that she had a fiance, and he was like, wow, that son of a bitch or something like that can get a fiance and I can't even get a girlfriend. It's like, bitch, she's fucking beautiful and you're fucking a pile of shit. Like,
cunt.
Like, yeah, he's skinny. He is. Ew. He's skinny, but it's not an attractive.
Is he built or not?
Nope.
Oh. Nope. Oh, ew.
He has an okay, actually. Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. Like, he's not, like, super big or anything like that.
Did he go to school?
No. I don't think he went to school.
Does he have black hair?
No, it's just brown.
Okay.
But he has tattoos, so that's why I was like, oh, he looks cool. But, yeah, like, men like that, I'm like, huh?
You know what?
You're nasty. Get the fuck out of my life. Like, he pisses me off. And, yeah, I guess this is the podcast about just talking.
This reminds me of about what's his face that I used to like in work. High school. What's his face in high school that I used to like?
I don't know. Don't say his name.
I know. I'm trying to think of a different name.
So this whole time, we're just trying to come up with different names for people that we're talking about because nobody's gonna watch this. But just in case somebody, one person does, we don't want it to be traced back.
What do we
want to
call him? Alex. Let's call him Alex. This dude is, like, super fucking religious. And, oh, my God.
And he creates beautiful music.
Oh, God.
Beautiful music.
Do you see the like, pattern here? They're all cringy.
They're all cringe. So we have old cringy guy. Then we have
religious cringy guy.
Religious cringy guy, and then we have what's the word for a man like being like rude towards women or like calling them fat? Is that misogynistic? Is that misogynistic?
I don't even know. Maybe. I just call him a cunt.
Cunt guy. Cunt guy. Let's call him that. Cunt, Mr. Cunty. So.
He, Alex, was a racist. Kind of.
Was he a racist?
I mean, half of the shit that he said to our friend, you know, like when, oh my god. So we were sitting at a table, or they were sitting at a table. I had a different lunch. And so I guess he was talking about how he saw, like, a hot girl on the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You heard this story, right? Yeah. And he was like, oh, man, she was so hot and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I was like, damn. And then, like, there was, like, only one thing, you know? Like, she was black. And
get the fuck out of here. And then, oh, there...
We said
a person that I used to work with, I thought was an old job of mine. I'm leading into another story. what I'm talking about is that there was a guy that I used to work with, and I thought that he was like cute, cool, and ever, and I developed a crush for him. And then I told another coworker of mine, and he said, "But he's like half black," and I was like,
"What the fuck?"
Hello, this is 2017, was it last year? And I was like, that's fucking terrible to say. I didn't say that, but now we're friends, but I was like, he wasn't trying to be, like, super mean, I'm pretty sure, but he was like, but he's, like, black, and I was like, does that fucking matter?
Yeah,
I was like, bullshit. I'm white, you're Mexican, he's like, does that matter? No, we're all fucking the same, like, literally, it only comes down to fucking personality. Like, there's white trash people, there's rich high-class, there's trash Mexican people, there's high-class Mexican people, there's, like, there's all different types of people. It's just, right?
They're just people. Am who I are right? Cunts are nice people.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, there's all different types of people.
Yeah.
And you can't, like...
You can't be like that. You need to chill.
You can't think that they're all the same, like...
Yeah.
Way.
Honestly, like...
Ugh. Like, Mr. Trump thinks that every,
Wait, who?
Trump.
Oh.
Thinking about that. Oh, is that God. He thinks a certain race is all bad.
Mexicans are all rapists.
All rapists, Jesus apparently. Christ.
I was like, damn, I didn't know I was a rapist. I've learned new things about myself.
Oh, shit, bitch.
That's a terrible, like, joke, but, you know, it's
yeah,
just like...
Yeah, like, you gotta
really? You fucking it. Think, like, that's how you think? Are you serious? That's like if I said all white people are, like, school shooters.
Larry.
Hi. you know, like that's
my name's Larry. I'm here. She was cool. No, oh, that's my God.
Can't we know?
It was a prank. It was a prank, guys. It was a joke. I'm just kidding. You can play, make fun about, like, Mexican and we're all racist. I didn't know I was racist. How long are we going on right now? Let's see how long.
She's like, let's end it.
Oh, we're going on 28 minutes. And to people who are listening, I am very sorry for how random this is and how, like, not, like.
I'm sorry for our past jokes. They were not funny.
And we're completely joking. We're not being serious in any way. You gotta take light of a bad situation. You feel me? Like, Trump, you gotta make jokes.
He's just fucking dumb. Jesus Christ, man.
Anyways, we'll save him for another podcast. We can talk shit about him on another podcast. But this section of our this episode is just purely about people we work with that are... We think they're attractive, but then they turn out to be cunts. Or
cringy.
We think they're attractive and they turn out to be cringy. Still a good person, but cringy and old.
Thanks for talking to me. Just thanks for throwing me under the bus, Kaylee.
You're welcome. All right, I think that's kind of...
That should be good, yeah.
I think that's kind of it for this one, but kind of want to make another one. Should we just make another one and talk about another shit? Or do you... It's currently 1 a.m, almost 2. I'm feeling great right now.
I have work at 1.
I have nothing tomorrow. I'm living.
You lucky bitch.
But yeah, so signing off. Wait. We have to do our sign off. What's remember our sign where off? Our sign off is?
No.
Fuck.
How about just fucking deuces right
no,
now?
No. Our sign off is,
Shit, bitch. My dick fell off.
My dick fell off. That is our
oh my god, signing it's off. So crazy.
My dick fell off.
My dick fell off.
We probably will change it. But as of now, our sign off is, my dick fell off.
My dick fell off. But